from KQED.
The Los Angeles County suburb of Lancaster has some serious problems, including high rates of unemployment and home foreclosure, and more than its share of violent crime. Well, now, as LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports, Lancaster's outspoken mayor is trying to remake his troubled city, with plans ranging from the innovative to the possibly illegal.
Mayor R. Rex Paris is a wealthy trial lawyer who happens to look a lot like Kenny Rogers. Here's one of his projects to make the suburban desert town of Lancaster a better place to live.
It's there. You hear that?
He's piping this music for several hours each day through speakers along a half mile of Lancaster Boulevard. On your way to the bank, to the frozen yogurt place, water trickles, winds whisper.
And then a very subtle, very, very subtle birds in the background. And all of that is designed to lower our stress levels. You know?
Paris thought this plan up early one morning after he watched a video about how certain sounds make people get along better and shop more. Paris loves this stuff.
I'm a science guy. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning and I read it every day.
In fact, Lancaster is a bit like the mayor's personal laboratory, where he tries out theories that catch his eye. Theories like, what if we make city staff take Mandarin lessons to lure Chinese investors? What if we turn foreclosed homes into health clinics? And then there's this experiment.
Mayor Paris.
Thank you. Honorable board, I have a PowerPoint. It's
at a recent L.A. County long. Board of Supervisors meeting, Paris brought charts and graphs to explain it. Look what we've done. On one slide, a red line zigzagged across the screen. That was crime in Lancaster. Then the mayor pointed to a blue line.
But look at the statistics in regards to Section 8. They track.
Section 8 is the federally funded housing program that subsidizes rent for low-income families. Over the last few decades, the number of Section 8 participants in Lancaster has grown to more than 2,000. Some families moved from more urban parts of Los Angeles County, and Mayor Paris argues they brought with them a lot of the gangs and crime associated with those places. Turns out this theory, too, was inspired by some pre-dawn research.
You know, the Atlantic Monthly did an amazing article on how Section 8 was a major crime generator. Crime just blossomed in the suburbs, and we're able to attribute it directly to Section 8 housing.
The mayor took that article to heart. He's publicly declared war on Section 8. He says the number of subsidized houses is crushing their community. He has a special task force to reevaluate the Section 8 program. He's hired extra Section 8 investigators to step up compliance checks and, quote, remove the criminal element.
Section 8 is a plague on our city. In fact, I'm toying with the idea of putting up a billboard saying, do not come here if you're on Section 8.
And he has plenty of support. The city council backs him. There's a special part of the local newspaper just for articles about Section 8. A recent poll showed it was one of the top concerns in the city. And if you go down Lancaster Boulevard asking about it, you hear something like this.
Brings crime and not the kind of people you really want living next door.
Anytime they move in, they run down the neighborhood.
They don't take care of their homes.
The gangs are coming out from L.A., you know, the bad influences.
The mayor and his supporters are quick to point out that crime has dropped by double digits since the city started vigorously monitoring Section 8 homes. But others in town say that version of events leaves some important things out.
The real reason that crime has decreased in the city of Lancaster is we have doubled and almost tripled the number of deputies that are on the street at any given time. Period.
That's Darren Parker with the local branch of the NAACP. To qualify for Section 8, a family has to go through rigorous background checks, and some housing experts say they're actually less likely to break the law. Parker argues the campaign against Section 8 isn't really about crime at all. It's about race.
We have some city leaders who are using the tools at their disposal to go after a multitude of African Americans.
You see, in Lancaster, which until recently was a very white place, around 70% of Section 8 participants are African American.
This morning, we're filing suit against the city.
Earlier this summer, the NAACP joined with other groups to announce a lawsuit against Lancaster
for perpetuating racial harassment and discrimination that has been outlawed for half a century.
The suit claims the city's crackdown on Section 8 violates the Fair Housing Act, creates a racially hostile environment, and disproportionately impacts poor people of color. Here's one of the co-plaintiffs. She's asked to be anonymous.
Judy Doe. I failed to say my name because me and my kids, I feel we're already in danger.
Doe's family receives a Section 8 subsidy. She's a single mom with five kids, one who's mentally retarded. She moved her family to Lancaster from a rough neighborhood in L.A. 4 years ago.
for a better environment, better schooling for my kids, and to show them it's a different life.
Doe says she loved living here until some people found out she and her family received housing assistance. Then one day, one of her sons was walking to school.
Car full of people drove past and threw pee on them, urine. It said, you Section 8 dirty, and threw it on them.
Other reports of harassment connected to Section 8 made news.
Disturbing case of racial hatred. A family on federal housing assistance was targeted.
The people living in this home say they were shocked when they walked outside this morning and found a racial slur scrawled on their garage.
I understand. It is horrible for the people affected.
When I asked Mayor Paris about the claims of harassment, he said he felt bad, but he defended his campaign.
These jerks come out and want to call me a racist. Well, they can kiss my butt. There's the facts that we should look at, and the facts tell us that you cannot overburden a neighborhood with too many poor people, because then you end up with a project, you know, and all the crime and ramifications of that.
Speaking of facts, there is a footnote to this story. Remember that Atlantic Monthly article that inspired Mayor Paris to connect crime to Section 8?
That being the source of, quote, evidence for a public policymaker makes my stomach turn.
George Galster is a housing expert at Wayne State University, and his research was widely cited in that article. But he says it was also widely misunderstood. Galster says that the mayor's right, that crime rates tend to be higher in spots with concentrated poverty, spots where poor families make up around 20% of homes. But in Lancaster, Section 8 families make up less than 2% of homes. Plus, he says there are so many other factors that affect crime.
And without a lot more information and careful analysis, we could be unfairly stigmatizing a whole group of folks that are simply trying to find a better quality of life for themselves and their children.
In fact, making a better life is the goal of many of the changes in Lancaster these days. The question is, how do you do it? And who gets to define what's better? For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Lancaster.